You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got some real cool stuff to talk about today. How to repair your memory. There's a lot of different things that we may be deficient in that can be causing memory issues, like B12, some of our stomach acid. So we're going to talk about that. Also, it looks like there's this new illness called sleep texting. People are texting in their sleep, and these are kids. And I guess what's a little dangerous about it is people aren't remembering what they're texting. And, you know, after, Congressman Weiner, and then this little girl and the Kansas governor, I mean, you know, these tweets are blasted all over the internet and all over the world. So you may need to figure out some way to stop yourself from doing this in the middle of the night. We're also going to talk about the 20 sickest cities that are the most sick. And we're also going to be talking about HIV, how there are many, many more people with HIV that absolutely have no idea they're walking around having it. And I know a lot of people think, all right, HIV, that's only homosexuals. I don't have to worry about that. Yes, you do. All right, many heterosexuals get HIV also. And, you know, we really need to promote more and more people being tested. At one point, we were recommending that everybody get tested for HIV. You know, that be part of your routine blood work. But I guess insurance didn't want to pay for it, and people didn't want to get that done because they didn't want the results to come back positive and other people finding out. But, more and more people have HIV, and pretty, pretty scary stuff. So as you can see, we got a very, very juicy show. So please call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we can take your emails at drdahlia.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show in your city, you need to call your radio station, your local radio station, and say, bring Dr. Dahlia in. Bring Dr. Dahlia in. All right, guys. You know, I mean, some of today's big headlines, Herman Cain, all right, he's now reassessing his presidential bid. I mean, I don't think he wants to give it up. Some people say he shouldn't, that President Clinton was able to, become president, with his allegations of infidelity. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how easy it is to drop out of a presidential bid, especially with people giving millions of dollars. I don't know how much support he's gotten. But, this last alleged allegation, I should say, of Ginger White with this 13-year affair in Atlanta may be causing more problems than we thought. So right now he is now weighing his presidential bid. They said we may get an answer later this week. Also in today's news, Conrad Murray, the doctor who administered propofol to Michael Jackson, was sentenced today. He was sentenced to 4 years in jail. All right. However, he is going to be sent to a county prison because of the nonviolent criminals. I mean, even though somebody died, it's still considered, I guess, nonviolent because he's not going to be giving propofol to anybody else, from what I understand. And his sentence will probably be less than 2 years. Should he go to jail? Should he just lose his license? It's a moot point. I don't know if this is going to go for appeal, what he's going to do. I mean, I doubt he's going to run around giving propofol to anybody. If he loses his license and he's unable to purchase propofol, I doubt, he is a threat to society. I guess he's also on suicide watch. They're going to put him in a one-man cell. And we'll see where this goes. This has kind of gotten a lot of controversy. A lot of people say, look, if a doctor had done this to somebody who wasn't a celebrity, he might not have gotten jail time. I don't know. I have never heard of any such case. I've never heard of anybody giving propofol in a person's home. So I have nothing to base this on. But we did, a few weeks back, spend a significant amount of time talking about cases where somebody had died at the hands of a doctor. either from an allergic reaction or from, you know, a misread of a pap smear, and the doctor was brought up on criminal charges. Now, my only concern is if more and more doctors in wrongful death suits start being charged criminally, we're going to have even less people go to medical school. I mean, the one thing we're taught when we go to medical school is people will die at our hands. It's a horrible thing, but they tell us day one in medical school, look, people are going to die, and you need to be prepared for that. And the reason why they want you to have that, you know, fresh on your brain and very cognizant of that concept is because hopefully you prevent that. Okay, I mean, we're dealing with life or death situations all the time as medical students, as residents, as doctors. And yes, we're only human. There are going to be mistakes. Hopefully we never make any. But mistakes will happen. But they tell us people will die. And if they die on our shift or when we're on call, you know, we have to be able to psychologically handle it and move on. Right? So, you know, medical students coming in now are being told that same thing that I was told. People may die at our hands. Now, if the second statement comes and you may be charged criminally and go to jail, I wonder how many students are going to leave and, I mean, exit medical school. Now, again, I'm not saying Conrad Murray shouldn't get jail time. I mean, I really don't know. I think he should be punished for being absolutely stupid. You know, you don't give propofol to somebody in their house. I mean, obviously, you know, Michael Jackson was overdosing on these medications. He sounded groggy. I really don't know what Dr. Murray was thinking. But I am concerned about these cases popping up where doctors are being criminally charged. We talked about that case where the radiologist didn't really want to do a scan, an IVP. He wanted to do a CAT scan because we usually don't do IVPs. And the urologist said, I'm the doctor ordering it. I want it. The radiologist does. The patient dies from having a reaction to the contrast. And the doctor's brought up on criminal charges. And luckily they were dropped. But, you know, it's going to make many of us future doctors think twice about even entering the field. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nick Wadino with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and a seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Las Vegas. now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a 13-pound baby was given birth, was born, in Germany, naturally, no C-section, which is apparently the largest baby ever born in Germany, that big, 13 pounds, but the mom weighs 528 pounds. That's crazy. Baby's name is Jihad. The mom is unidentified. They aren't sharing her name. She weighs 528 pounds. She's 40 years old. She suffered from gestational diabetes and likely a metabolic disorder. I didn't know somebody could get up to 528 pounds. It's horrible. And, you know, when you get that heavy, your insulin doesn't work as well. So it's very easy to become gestationally diabetic, where you become diabetic during pregnancy. And those babies get big because the growth hormone gets incited, and growth hormone makes these babies big. So 13 pounds. My brother was born 10 pounds, 5 ounces, but they didn't know about gestational diabetes back then. They didn't test for it. But that's what I think. I think my mom might have had gestational diabetes because that was a big baby, 10 pounds, 5 ounces. But 13 is huge. The mom insisted on vaginal birth, and baby came out okay. Of course, it's very difficult when you do try to deliver a big baby like that. When I was delivering babies, I was always prepared to actually break the clavicle if I had to get that baby out. There's a shoulder dystocia where the shoulder gets stuck. You know, when you deliver a baby, you deliver that shoulder first, that anterior shoulder, the shoulder that's facing you, and then you pull the baby down posteriorly and then bring the baby up. You check the head, then you stop. When the head is out of the vagina, when you give birth, and I've actually taught you all how to deliver a baby. It should be on YouTube. I have a YouTube clip on how to deliver a baby. What you do is when the head is out of the vagina, you check for the cord around the neck because the umbilical cord could wrap around the baby's neck. So what you do is you feel around for the cord. If the cord's around the neck, you try to reduce the cord, take the cord around the head. Now, some babies, they're real big heads, big, big heads. My kids, big heads, some googly eyes, but they're good babies. Then, but if you can't get the cord around the neck, then away from the neck, what you do then is you got to clamp the cord and cut the cord while baby's still in mom, the head is outside the vagina. Are you guys all picturing this? You guys got all this? Okay, then you clamp the cord, you put two clamps, then you cut it in between, then you release the cord from the baby's neck, you could then deliver the baby neck, hopefully you didn't have to crack the clavicle, you pull the baby out, this is whether mom has diabetes or not, baby comes out, they cry, they scream, juice flies all over the place, if they pooped within the uterus, it's meconium, so now you got poop flying all over the place. Did I tell you guys one time my mouth was open? I got to tell you guys this really quickly. All right. Baby, mom comes in labor, active labor, and the nurse puts her on a bed in triage. So she's not even in a birthing room. And they go, doctor, you know, they didn't call me Dr. Dahlia. I was Dr. Zodiru back then, or, you know, I don't even know what they called me. I don't even know if they called me doctor, you know. It all depends if I ticked anybody off. So I get over there, and I barely am getting gloves on, and the woman's bag is coming out. You know how you're supposed to break your water before you go into birth? Well, this woman, the bag is coming out. So it's full of fluid coming out of her vagina. It really looks like a big, huge water balloon. Huge. We're talking about the size of a watermelon, the bag. So the bag is coming out, and all of a sudden my attending physician comes and goes, all right, Dahlia, what you got? And I go, well, this is 27-year-old G1P, you know, you're telling him, you know, what pregnancy this is. And while I'm talking, because he wanted me to talk, the bag bursts. The bubble bursts. Now, of course, my mouth is open because when I talk, I articulate pretty well. So, you know, my mouth was open, wide open. So the thing splashed completely into my mouth. Yet the baby's coming. Now, we're just sitting on a bed. We aren't even in a birthing room. We're just on a bed. So I'm sitting there on a bed with amniotic fluid in my mouth, spitting it out, worrying I'm going to get AIDS or hepatitis, yet the baby's coming. So I deliver the baby while spitting. Now the attending doctor, Dr. Wicker, loved the guy, but he was laughing his butt off. So he's laughing, so I'm spitting on his shoes because I was mad. Because he made me talk. I usually, when I deliver a baby, my mouth is closed. You know, I mean, sometimes I'll tell mom to push, but when you say push, your mouth is still kind of closed. You know, but when you have to orate, you know, a whole big spiel to the attending doctor, your mouth is wide open. So anyway, I'm spitting out amniotic fluid. I deliver the baby. Baby's healthy. Reduce the cord. Clamp the cord. Give the baby to mom while I'm practically vomiting. The mom is like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm completely drenched. My hair is completely messed up. Mascara dripping. Eyeliner dripping. No blush. Doctor laughing, and I'm looking for some Everclear to rinse my mouth out. So that was, why did I even tell you guys that story? But anyway, that was a really good case of, and people ask, what does amniotic fluid taste like, Dahlia? Well, it tastes like the Pacific Ocean. It tasted exactly like the Pacific Ocean. Amniotic fluid is very salty. Now, it was disgusting. I don't like the way the Pacific Ocean tastes. I think the Atlantic Ocean tastes better, but it was just very, very salty and sick. Now, don't worry, I've checked myself for hepatitis and HIV. Everything's fine. And again, the baby's healthy, but, you know, you just do what you got to do. I just, it's a shame though, because I really didn't have my makeup bag, so I had to go without makeup, and I was like, well, what happened? I go, I had amniotic fluid all in my face. So anyway, that's what happened. Okay, so we're talking about the big baby boy jihad. 13-pound baby born to a 528-pound woman in Germany. What other big babies have been out there? There was a 16-pound baby born in Texas, baby Jamichael. Guinness Book of World Records, though, has Anne Bates of Canada giving birth in 1879 to a baby weighing 23 pounds, 12 ounces. 23 pounds My kids were a year old when they weighed 23 pounds. That woman must have carried that baby from 1879, the year 1879. This woman gives birth to a 23-pound baby. Oh, man. I got to tell you, it just makes your uterus hurt thinking about that. So what do? Well, you know, we try not to get diabetes. We need to watch patients pretty closely. Make sure the babies don't get big on ultrasound. If so, we do some labor early. Now, while we're still talking about the uteruses and vaginas, looks like coffee drinkers show lower uterine cancer. So women who drink 4 or more cups of coffee a day have a reduced risk of cancer lining in their uterus. Yay! No coffee enemas. Coffee enemas won't work. You got to drink the coffee. But 4 cups a day. I don't drink any coffee. Oh, I don't drink any coffee. Oh, my uterus must be horrible. Researchers looked at more than 67,000 uteruses. They looked at more than 67,000 U.S. nurses, and they found that women who drank as much coffee were 1/4 less likely to develop endometrial cancer. Now, people at risk for endometrial cancer are usually obese, people that have high estrogen, higher concentrations of insulin. Those are the people more at risk for endometrial cancer. So maybe there's something with the coffee and the caffeine or the coffee bean that maybe, disrupts the estrogen. We don't know. They notice no difference with people on birth control pills or hormone replacement therapy, but 4 cups of coffee, that's a lot of coffee. That's a lot of coffee. Also, obese women obese, more at risk for endometrial cancer. How do you find endometrial cancer? You guys want me to explain to you? See, the Dr. Dolly show can be pretty graphic. Okay? This is what you do. All right, when you go in, well first of all, signs of endometrial cancer, I mean, you could have spotting. If you bleed in between your period or if you bleed and you're menopausal, you know, I had a 60-year-old woman say, I guess I'm still young. And I go, what are you talking about? She's like, I'm actually still getting periods. I'm like, what kind of periods? Oh, I spot and I bleed. And I'm like, well, wait a second, you're 60 years old. Well, we go in, she had endometrial cancer. That's why she was bleeding. If you have sex and you bleed or spot when you have sex, that could be endometrial cancer. Now, don't panic. A lot of other things can cause bleeding, but that's when you go and get checked. And they do an ultrasound. They look at the lining. They could do a scraping. They could do a suction, you know, and they could take a look, you know, send it to the pathologist and then determine if you have endometrial cancer. One case, she was actually a friend of ours, never went to the doctor, never had a pap smear, but she had some bleeding. And, you know, we did a pelvic exam. We go in and take a look, and it was like grape-like clusters that were coming out. And, I mean, I didn't even have to look far up. You could just see it. And, unfortunately, the woman died within a year. So it's scary stuff. We don't want to mess around. Now, I'm not saying go and, you know, go get coffee and coffee ice cream and coffee lollipops. Go to the gynecologist. Go to the gynecologist. This is only one study talking about coffee. You know, so we'll see. Okay. Are we done talking about the vagina? Are we done? Oh, no. Actually, pepper gel. Pepper gel helps boost your libido. Apparently, half of women surveyed have faked an orgasm. Half of women. Who even offers? Who even does these surveys? But they found that women, if they don't respond well to testosterone for sex drive, there's actually a pepper gel made of cayenne peppers. Well, where do you put it? Oh, my. I think you have to put this on. Oh, my. I think that would make you sneeze. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. All right, I guess, guys, ask your gynecologist for pepper gel. Whew, Lord have mercy. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted-down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9999. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. So this was an interesting article that came out from Daily Mail talking about, you know, what to do to help improve your memory. And what I like about this, because we talk about memory and memory boosters and eating blueberries and eating fish oil and, you know, we talk about that, but it reminds us about a lot of other reasons that could cause memory loss, like B12. B12 is huge. Vitamin B12, I recommend that anybody with memory loss get checked. B12, usually find in meat. Okay, B12, kind of a way to remember it is you find B12 in beef, as opposed to finding folate in foliage. That's kind of how we remembered it in medical school. But basically, you can get B12 in fish, dairy products, meat, etc. So B12 is really, really important because it helps protect the myelin sheath, which is the insulating layer around nerves. Now, B12 deficiency happens when sometimes your body doesn't absorb B12. B12, either from an acid issue, either because you had gastric bypass, or you just don't absorb the B12, and we call it pernicious anemia. So we always recommend getting your B12 checked. Now, some people, I think, inappropriately get too much B12. You know, they get these B12 shots as boosters. So I recommend get your B12 level checked first, because we want to know why you're low in B12. But B12 is a biggie. People with high blood pressure also can have memory issues. So you want to get your blood pressure normalized. When your blood pressure is acting up, it kind of can cause issues with the vascularization flowing in the brain. Sometimes your vessels will narrow. That'll decrease blood flow. So, of course, that's important. Low thyroid. Anybody with a memory issue should have a thyroid check. In fact, anybody with diabetes, cholesterol, high blood pressure, obesity, depression, anxiety, any of those, get the thyroid check. It's an easy test. But low thyroid affects 15 in every 1,000 women. That's pretty common. It's really common, thyroid disorders. So make sure if you're having memory issues, get your thyroid checked. Now, cholesterol medication actually has been found to improve memories. I think because it helps, increase blood flow. It helps decrease some of the plaquing. So sometimes cholesterol medications can help. I've had patients say they are so much more lucid since they had their cholesterol medication. So that's always a great thing to kind of look at. I don't want you going on a cholesterol medication if you don't have a cholesterol issue. But if you do have high cholesterol, that could cause memory issues. Now, what's very interesting is a study out of University of California said long flights can mess with your memory. Now, that actually makes sense because you're not getting sleep. If you're jet lagged, you're not getting sleep. You know, when I had to go to Miami for the holidays, I was just not myself. I do not do well when my whole sleep cycle is off. My body doesn't do well. My body really likes routine. And so your hippocampus, which is a part of the brain that kind of plays a role in memory processing, et cetera, really, is very delicate and very, I should say, vulnerable to sleep abnormalities. So that's an issue. Those of you that have ever had chemotherapy, you can say chemotherapy kind of makes you foggy. We were talking about chemo brain last week, where you kind of get foggy thinking and memory lapses, et cetera. That could be an issue. Pregnancy, big time. When I was pregnant, I lost my memory. There's a theory that if you lose your memory when you're pregnant, you're having a boy. If you're more astute, you're having a girl. I know most people don't like that, but it was something we talked about in school, and I had two boys. I was just, I was really, relaxed, but I was like, duh. I'm not saying this because I had boys. My boys are smarter than I ever was. But it's interesting. I was kind of losing my memory. Of course, anesthetics. If you have multiple surgeries, sometimes that could kind of play with some of the memory loss. There's been, a study at the University Hospital of Florida where 40% of older patients had post-op issues, 12%. Still suffered memory issues after 3 months of having surgery. They don't know why. So that's an issue. Epilepsy, of course. Many people that have epilepsy, seizure disorder, that's going to affect memory, of course, because it, again, affects the hippocampus. Arthritis and asthma drugs like steroids. If you are on active steroids because you have rheumatism or arthritis, that could actually kill brain cells, shrink the brain. Those could be issues because remember, steroids are anti-inflammatory. So it causes shrinking. One of our friends that had a brain tumor, they put him on steroids because they wanted to decrease the swelling. And I mean, he still died, but that was a treatment. Of course, depression. If you have any sort of depression, that makes you foggy. Something I want to add to this list is burnout. A lot of us, we don't get vacations. We don't get trips. One thing that I need to work on, okay, usually my show is do as I say, not as I do, but I really try to follow all the advice. I try to eat my fish and my vegetables, et cetera, poop 3 times a day. I mean, whatever I tell you to do, I try to do. But the one thing I am guilty of is when I'm on vacation, I'm working. I am always working. Now, maybe it's because I'm a doctor and I have to watch my office and watch my clinic and be there for my staff. You can't really turn it off. You have a patient with cancer, you need to check on them, did they do the follow-up, how did the CAT scan come out? I'm always working, I'm always checking in with the office, I'm always reviewing charts. Also, when you're on radio, you're always involved, news never sleeps. So, you could maybe not do radio, you could be maybe on holiday, but you will still be watching the news. You'll still, like, I still tweeted and Facebooked when I was out of town because I still wanted to give my listeners as much information as I could. I mean, news doesn't stop. Especially health news, political news, that stuff doesn't stop. So I am always working on vacation. So you come back from a vacation with your in-laws and working and the kids, I am more exhausted after vacation than I am with work. Same thing with weekends. I don't know about you guys, but my weekends are busier than my work weeks. Because that's when you catch up on everything. You're dealing with the kids. You got to do the parties. You got to do the sleepover. You're going shopping. You're doing all the catch up at work. I'm doing my reports. I'm doing my articles. I'm doing, you know, and, you know, Monday comes around and you're exhausted. That's going to affect your memory. And I think that is probably the biggest culprit out of all of this. Yeah, vitamin B12, thyroid, you know, diabetes, cholesterol issues, high blood pressure, drinking too much alcohol. Alcohol especially affects memory. Pot. All those things affect memory, absolutely. But if I had to say what's the most common is I think we are burned out. How many of us do two jobs? Two, three jobs. Even if we're moms, stay-home moms. I mean, that is a 24/7 job. We get burnt out, and if you don't take that break, your mind can only do so much. How do you do it? I mean, it's hard. I don't know how I could take a break. I mean, you know, maybe I'll take a break. I'll watch TV, you know, like Glee. You know, I TiVo Glee. I'll watch Glee. Okay, that's an hour, you know, but then I start singing to it, you know, and then, you know, the kids, they're doing their homework, so I have to yell at the kids. I mean, you're always on. What's the best way to rejuvenate your memory? I don't know. You know, I mean, maybe it's listening to a tape. Maybe it's listening to some music. Maybe it's taking a nap. I love naps. In fact, naps are what rejuvenate me. I mean, I've been working two, three jobs ever since I was 18 years old. I have never been jobless or not in school. I mean, even in medical school, I waited tables. I've just always worked. And I think the only thing that's probably saved my memory has been taking naps and also having fun. You got to have fun. You know, one thing that I think really also works for me is I like watching stupid, funny movies. Watching stupid, funny, I think, is a great relief. You know, now, true, I do sometimes like to watch, you know, historical type stuff. And, you know, I do like, you know, the History Channel, and I like to learn. But sometimes you just have to do, like, I saw the Jack and Jill movie with Adam Sandler. I finally saw Hangover 2. I saw the movie Due Date. Sometimes you just have to watch mindless, stupid stuff just to giggle, and it's a relief. Okay, you can't be so obsessive with your time going, well, I can't waste time doing that. I mean, what, Redbox is a dollar, but you need to make sure you have some sort of downtime, because I think that is a big, huge issue with our memory. All right, and you know, now we're at the time of year where, you know, we get sick, flu. We're going to be talking about after the break the 20 sickest cities. And, you know, one of the things that causes you to get sick and come down with a cold or flu is your burnout. So get some rest, people. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRX.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades: salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. All right, in a little bit later this hour, we're going to be talking about men and women and who thinks about sex more and how often. Pretty cool study. All right, so really quickly, there was a study done on the 20 sickest states based on how many kids and people were covered by vaccines, how many pneumonia deaths, flu issues. And these were the top 20. Started at 20, Philadelphia. We're talking about cities. New York, Houston, Honolulu, Orlando, Phoenix, Dallas, Washington, D.C., Columbus, Ohio, Chicago, Atlanta, then Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Cleveland, Miami, Jacksonville, Florida, San Diego, and the final three of the most sickest states, Mobile, Alabama, Tampa, Florida, and Dayton, Ohio. Now, in the news this week, they were talking about how many parents in many states aren't vaccinating their kids. About 1 in 20 kids are being exempted from vaccines, either by religious or the parents don't want it. So it's going to be interesting to see if they see a correlation with that. Just, you know, this is flu season, this is cough and cold season. Now is the time to get yourself vaccinated and make sure you're, you know, getting good vitamins, eating good vegetables, fish, getting good sleep. We talked about how to prevent a cold yesterday. Just, you know, try not to get sick. That's the best thing to do. Best thing to do. We're talking about a lady in critical condition in New York this weekend. Apparently there was a power outage this weekend in the Bronx, and she was hooked up to a ventilator, and the power went out, but you'd think the backup generator would work. The generator didn't either. So her life support machine obviously went out, and she died. Crazy. Just absolutely crazy. Frightening. Frightening. You know, we also talked about another frightening story today was three brothers in Italy all had heart attacks on the same day. Three of them. Two died. One had seen the other have a heart attack and die, and then he was so distraught he had a heart attack and died. The other one visiting a sick mom had a heart attack in the hospital, is in stable condition, and the sister has a heart condition as well. Apparently didn't know yet when this report came out, but boy, kind of creepy stuff. Now, even more creepy, looks like there's a new condition called sleep texting, where young people in the middle of the night are waking up and actually texting. They'll wake up, either tweet or Facebook. I think tweeting or Facebooking is hard because you actually have to, you know, go to the app and hit the app and load it up. But I guess texting also, right? Apparently a young woman working in a private company gets up in the middle of the night to her vibrating smartphone. So I see they're already being texted, so it's already in that window. So then she texts back while sleeping. This above phenomenon is referred to sleep texting. Psychologist Seema Hingorani says people with stressful lives are so much into sending messages to people that they will do it at night. All right. Now, of course, what's concerning is sometimes you won't know. Now, I am not surprised by this because when I would get called in the middle of the night on call, I would have conversations that I don't even remember. One time my husband decided to, you know, come with me when I was on call because it was one rotation where I think I got maybe 40 minutes of sleep that night. So I figured, well, he could sleep there and I could see him for that 40 minutes. All right. And just see, keep your eyes out of the gutter. All I did was, you know, sleep next to him, right? The call room, trust me, the beds were small. And he had said that the phone had, the beeper went off. I called the number, the extension of the beeper. I yelled at the nurse, cussed, told her to call my superior officer, and slammed down the phone. Now, I woke up the next day and I didn't even realize this happened. And, of course, you know, the senior officer was really upset and the nurse was upset. And I'm like, what happened, huh? I just didn't realize because I talked to my sleep. I had no idea what I said. And so after that, I never let myself fall asleep on call, because I couldn't take the chance of cussing somebody out. I think she asked me about a patient's potassium. I said, I don't know, garble, just ask so-and-so, which was my senior doctor. I could have really gotten busted, but I was half asleep, and I literally didn't remember. And so, you know, my recommendation is keep that phone as far away from you when you're sleeping. You do not need to be woken up in the middle of the night for a text. It can't be that important. Of course, if you're on call, you're on call. It's a whole other issue. But if you aren't, don't let your sleep get disrupted, and don't take the chance of texting something. I mean, what if you're having an erotic dream about somebody at work? Can you imagine if you texted that? I love John. Oh, my gosh, it's crazy. Get the phone away from you. Okay, so this is an interesting study. Men. Men do not always think about sex like we believe, all right? We thought men would think about sex 7 times a day. I'm sorry, every 7 seconds we thought men. But apparently they had a study where they said men had as many as 388 sexual thoughts per day. 388. This was a study done at Ohio State University in Mansfield. However, the typical man had 19 thoughts of sex a day. Now, excuse me, the typical woman had 10. Sexual thoughts a day, although one woman surveyed had 140. Man, well, first of all, okay, let's go back to the man that had 388 sexual thoughts per day. Okay, if there's 60 seconds to a minute, 60 minutes to an hour, 24 hours times 6. Now, you know what? He could do it. He could do it. But 388, come on, this guy needs a job. And then the woman, 140 thoughts. Now, what was originally believed every 7 seconds would translate to more than 8,000 times during a day or 16 waking hours. So that didn't make any sense. But apparently there were a lot of women in this. This is going to be published in the Journal of Sex Research. Great read. And they apparently asked men and women to answer questions about eating, sleeping, sexual behaviors. They asked about eating and sleeping because they wanted to mask the focus on sexuality. They didn't want their mind just thinking about sex. So, you know, they asked them eating things like, you know, do you like M&Ms? Do you eat with a spoon? You know, things like that. She assigned the men and women to one of three groups. One group kept track of thoughts of food. Another thoughts of sleep. The largest group, 163 people, tracked their thoughts about sex. They clicked a golf tally counter when a thought occurred. At the end of the day, they wrote down the total, and they kept track for a week. Okay, but you see, the problem with these studies is, what if they forget? You know, or what if they took a nap, or, well, if you take a nap, I guess that doesn't matter. All right, so, ladies, if you think all guys think about is sex, now, you know what was interesting is, if 19 times a day guys thought about sex, 18 times a day they thought about food. So, you see, it's not that much. It's really, really, really not that much, okay? So, you know, we don't have to panic. All right, so let's just go through some more quick medical headlines. I guess Lipitor is now generic. It goes generic as of midnight tonight. So those of you taking Lipitor for cholesterol, you're going to enjoy now generic prices. Of course, brand name Lipitor will still be available. But if you're concerned if the generic isn't as good enough as the brand, usually it is, but you could always have your levels checked. Why not? Canned soup has more BPA. We were talking about bisphenol A. I'm sorry. Whew, after being on air for 3 hours, you start to stumble on your words. Your bisphenol A, your BPA, linked to endocrine abnormalities, cancer. Well, they found that there was a 13-fold increase in canned soup. Now, we've talked about cans. We talk about plastics. But now they're really starting to crack down on banning these bottles, and they're probably going to be starting to change the way they do canned foods. I personally don't like canned foods. I don't like things with epoxy can linings, but they've also shown BPA to affect obesity and diabetes, etc. So that'll also be something to watch to see if they mess with our soup. Soup is good food. An interesting story today was a man had put his life savings into his closet, $13,000. Elderly man in Illinois, 80 years old, in Moline, Illinois. Apparently, he decided to donate his clothes to Goodwill. Completely forgot that $13,000 was in one of his suits. Wife ends up having stage 4 cancer. He goes to get the money, realizes he donated the suit. So he goes to Goodwill. The Goodwill spokesperson said the agency searched his Moline store, couldn't find the money, thinks the suit might have already been sold already. So now they're hunting down for the suit that had $13,000. It could be long gone. The man's daughter offering a $1,000 reward for the suit's new owner to do the right thing and come forward. That is heartbreaking. You know, we talk about where to hide cash. Don't hide it in the stock market, I can tell you that. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe. We will be back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So sassy and so stimulating. You all have a good evening.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceuticals? Drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.